It's 27 to 8. Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, to sailing and the odd shark sighting, smooth sailing for Australian waters for Australians in the waters off Fremantle.
Yes, Fran. Matthew Belcher and Malcolm Page, they won all three races of their division. They're in the yellow fleet of the 470 class at the World Sailing Championships yesterday. The defending world champions from last year's races in Hague, they're now equal first with the British pair of Luke Patience and Stuart Bithell. Patience and Bithell won all three races in their group. They're in the blue fleet. And the Australian women's match racing crew, Olivia Price, Nina Curtis and Lucinda Whitty, they had three wins and two losses yesterday. They beat Croatia, Sweden and the Netherlands. But as the wins fell away late in the day, they lost to Sweden's second crew and then to the Danes, and they now have seven wins overall from their opening 10 races. And because of the sighting of that great white shark in the last few days, aerial surveillance will be stepped up for the rest of the World Championships, which finish on December the 18th. In cricket, the sport was startled yesterday by the news that young Patrick Cummins' injury is far worse than expected. The teenage quickie appears to have a stress fracture in his heel, and he's likely to miss the Test series against India. In cricket matches about the place, the South Australians have shown a bit of grit in Perth, 2 for 206 in their second innings. Callum Ferguson, 113 not out. At Manuka Oval, Tasmania is on the cusp of first innings points against New South Wales. The Blues, 8 for 146, chasing 392. In the one-day frolic at the MCG, Victoria beat Queensland by 12 runs. Andrew McDonald taking 5 for 38 for the Vics. And at the MCG Nets, getting ready to wear the lime green of the Melbourne Stars in the big boulder dash, SK Warne had a bit of a workout yesterday, and despite the passing of the years and the tightening of the belt, there were slim pickings for the two young batsmen given the job of testing Warney out. Apparently the flipper and the wrong'un, well, they still all work. And the Australian team turned out at Bellerive Oval yesterday for a photo shoot and a bit of a chin wag with the media. Ricky Ponting, it seems, is happy to return to the number three spot if the batting lineup is rejigged to allow Usman Khawaja to open the batting. Such a move would relegate Phil Hughes to the libations officer and allow Dan Christian to make his test debut amid more claims Australia needs a fifth bowler for this game. That and Ponting's revelation that he'd bat wherever the captain asked him were probably the strongest hints about the makeup of the side for this second test against New Zealand that starts tomorrow. In basketball, one game in the Women's National League last night in Bendigo, the local spirit didn't prove too intoxicating for the Bulleen Bombers, who were guided by the always sober combination of Liz Cambridge and Rachel Jarry to a 76-68 win. Jarry, she's just 20. She scored 25 points and featured in 11 rebounds last night, and all this has further pushed her claims for selection in the Opal squad for the Olympics. And in soccer, there was supposed to be an A-League game on in Sydney last night, but the Perth Glory didn't make it on time because of the weather in Perth. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Frank.
And we look forward to that always for the last time in 2011. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast, and Michelle Grattan's up next.